What's up, guys?
We were all a little concerned last night when we heard you didn't travel with the team. I guess you had a bit of a family medical situation. Can you update us on that?
Sure. During the game, my dad became ill, and I felt it was necessary to stay back with him until some other family members could get up to Boston. And, I traveled in the middle of the night last night to get back and take care of business here. So he's still in Boston.
How is he?
They're doing tests and stuff.
Greg, can you bring us up to date on some of the injuries? Vincent Jackson, Gerald McCoy in particular.
Vincent has a rib, and Gerald has an ankle. Too early to tell what that'll mean for next Sunday.
Mike Williams, is he?
He's got a upper leg injury. Not sure exactly what it is yet.
How Carl Nix look to you, Greg?
Good. I mean, he looked like a guy who practiced for a week as far as all the little details. But, you know, he's just so big and strong that you can feel his physical presence in there. And I just look forward to him getting more practice and getting fine-tuning his game.
The circumstances, obviously, you have to be with your dad last night. Have you had a chance to really evaluate yesterday's game and look at the tape yet?
I did. Yeah, I looked at everything on the plane ride back last night and this morning. So, yeah.
Talk about yesterday that you wanted to look at that before you really kind of assessed what's going on with the offense.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks into the season, where are you seeing? Is there something that's glaring that's sticking out to you that's causing problems?
Yeah, details. Not too many. There's schematic issues that we have to be more precise. We left way too much on the table there. If we just do our jobs, we'll score a lot of points.
Details isolated to one position or spread all over?
Just in general offensive details, yeah.
We asked about some changes yesterday, quarterback, kicker. Have you thought about that some more? Or are you going to stick with what you've got?
Be specific, and I'll
quarterback.
Josh is our starter.
At what point do you consider making a change? What has to happen for you to think? I mean, let's go philosophy. What's your philosophy on making a change at quarterback? A lot of people are calling for it, thinking that that'll spark the team that's struggling with details. You obviously think differently.
Well, Josh is our starter. That's where we are.
How's he playing?
He's done some good things, and he's done some things that he'd like to change, and we'd like to, but it's the whole offensive unit. We need to be more precise. We need to coach more precisely. It's everybody involved.
Kicker.
Say it again.
Kicker.
Ryan is our kicker.
Could you bring some kickers in to look at tomorrow?
I'm not going to get into, we've never got into who we're bringing in and who, that comes out on the wire. And
given all the time that you've spent in the offseason of OTAs and training camp, you got to be surprised, though, that you're struggling with the offense right now and the details.
Nothing surprises me in this game ever. Disappointed, yes. Not discouraged. We'll get it.
You mentioned some schematic things and details. What's your confidence level in Mike Sullivan right now? Would you anticipate any staff changes at all?
Utmost confidence in Mike and the offensive staff. We all need to do better, but utmost confidence.
Greg, has dropped balls in your mind been a persistent, nagging issue for the team so far?
It's a part of it. Everybody drops balls in the National Football League. We've dropped more than we should, though.
What do you think about Jeff Campos? I think he's getting to the point where we have to make a decision with him on the roster. Do you know what the plan is there?
Yeah, we got about an hour and 20 minutes on that one, and it's in the works, so. We're going to need all that time. We have a very fluid roster right now with some injuries, obviously. Luke Stocker, as you noticed, wasn't with us on Sunday. So we're working through all those injuries right now and trying to figure out how we'll put together the 53 for this week.
Chance. Crabtree comes back, Greg?
There's a chance, yeah.
Greg, what's working for you offensively? We've talked about a lot of problems, but what are you doing well right now that you're pleased with?
Well, again, the run game, although it was not as good as the week before, It very easily could have been. And, yeah, you know, you don't live in the world of woulda, shoulda, coulda. But there was opportunities there. Had we not gotten into a have-to-throw-it game, it would have been. So had we taken care of business early in the game when we had those opportunities, 14 plays in their territory earlier in the game, you know, I'm not going to say I'm the eternal optimist and say that should equal 21 points, but it shouldn't equal 3 points, somewhere in between. And then you have a chance to be in a tight football game where you're running the ball more. And then what, you know, is a, whatever it was, close to 90-something rushing, and now is a buck 30 because you're given more opportunities. And if you pop one, then it's a buck 80. And that's exactly what they did. They popped one when they were in a position where they could run out the clock and run the ball. And so we lost that battle, the rushing battle, and that was a critical battle in the keys to victory. We didn't win that battle.
Obviously, points have been a problem, but are you overall seeing progress each week? Are there steps this team's getting better in anywhere?
Well, I thought we were better in our efficiency in the operation. We were better with penalties. We had 4 total penalties, so those things were points of emphasis, and we improved. We hit some balls down the field. We improved in that light. I thought, other than the sacks, which is like saying other than, you know, but we protected fairly well a lot of the time. We just gave up 3 sacks, though. Pressure continued. You know, we got 3 sacks. Probably came close to a few more. Had we covered a little better, they would have had 5 or 6 sacks. And then at other times we did cover well, and we got, you know, those were front/back end sacks. Kicking game, you know, obviously we missed the field goal, but overall protected well in our punt protection, which has been a strength. We missed tackles on that coverage. We missed 2 tackles on that one. That was the one return they had.
What is Josh doing well right now?
Well, I think he understands what we're trying to do with our offense. I think when he's in the pocket and feels comfortable, he's delivering the ball. It's when things break down a little bit that it hasn't been as good as it's been before, and it will be again. One of his strengths is extending plays. But again, when you have variables where we're not sharp enough on the details, it's hard to be the trigger man when some things aren't going the way they're supposed to.
Things out in front of him that aren't.
Well, just there's 10 other guys out there, right, without getting into specifics. And certainly everybody has some of the responsibility for us not scoring points right now, starting with me. But it wouldn't be right to just, you know, obviously it does happen. Because he touches the ball 73 times on Sunday, but there's a whole bunch of us that are got to get our stuff straight.
You sense that he's hurrying plays, taking too long to get rid of the ball at times?
No, I don't see a common denominator that way. No, it's not one or the other. Yeah.
His passing numbers going up to the Patriots 40. I think it was 15 or 22 yesterday, and then inside the 40 it was 4 of 19. What do you see the changes when you get to that stage of the field where it's a scoring opportunity that's changing his production levels?
Yeah, that's a very good question. It really, I mean, I don't just say that it is a good question, because we are working like crazy to figure that out. You know, in the tight red, I actually feel good. But again, you know, in that score, you know, that zone, the extended red, the fringe in the red, we had plenty of opportunities. We made some mistakes, you know. And you got to give credit to New England. They defended, you know. So when you make a mistake and then they defend, then it's a double whammy.
You emphasize details, and you have a lot of continuity on the offensive side of the ball from last year. Are you frustrated that the same guys that were productive a year ago in this offense are suddenly struggling with details? Or, I mean, how does that happen, per se? Or is it some changes that have been made that maybe those are the guys?
Oh, I think it's spread all around, you know. So we have some new guys, and we have some returning guys, and everybody's making their share. And so I go back to, we have to do a better job of communicating exactly what we want, and then we need to hold people accountable. And that's the tenets of this program. It's the foundation of what we do. So we're not doing a good enough job of it, starting with me, so we got to do better.
Gerald said, Greg, that if they would have pitched a shutout, you would have won 3-0. So in that respect, he didn't feel the defense did its job. Through 3 games, is it tough for you to nitpick on your defense right now? I think you're giving up 4 touchdowns.
We've played better than we did yesterday on defense. That's not our best effort. We need to play better than we did. We made too many mistakes. It's not a lack of effort, but we made too many mistakes. We have to be precise because we can and because we have. So great player, Tom Brady. I'm all over that. I understand it. But, that wasn't our best.
You saw enough from Bowers to have him starting yesterday. Didn't see a lot after that first series, first play. What do you point to for the lack of impact he's made in it?
He's getting better. Daquan's getting better. He started yesterday because we started in sub defense because they started in four wides. That's, you know, sometimes who starts depends on what they start in. It's a personnel matchup game. Daquan's getting better. He just needs to keep getting better, and he will. Thanks.